Welcome to the Resource Room. I'm Amanda, the blogger and TPTer behind the Primary Gal. As a special education teacher, you are always supporting others, students, parents, general education teachers. But who is supporting you? That's where this podcast comes in. It's my mission to give you the help and support that you need. I'll be sharing my tips, tricks, research-based strategies, and professional development. I'm here to help you grow and learn as a Resource Room teacher. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to the Resource Room podcast. Today, we are going to talk about progress monitoring. And just like I talked about with routines, progress monitoring is a big thing that I've talked about a lot on the podcast, on my blog, those kinds of things. So I don't really want to like beat a dead horse and you'd be like, oh my gosh, Amanda, please stop telling me the same five things over and over again. So what I want to do is kind of give you a pep talk, give you a few ideas for making it quick, making it easy, so that progress monitoring isn't something that stresses you out. Progress monitoring is just something that you do so naturally. Maybe it's just because I'm a little weird, but I like to sometimes take away the teaching, the special education side of things, and give you like an analogy that's a little relatable. So I have two examples, and maybe one or both of them will click in your brain like they do mine. Let's first say, in 2024, I want to lose 20 pounds, okay? What if I think it is a really good idea? I do think this is a good idea, maybe not for losing 20 pounds. Let's say I think it's a great idea to substitute my dinner every night with a big bowl of cereal. And I think that's going to help me achieve my goal, maybe for happiness, but eating a bowl of Fruit Loops every night isn't going to help me lose 20 pounds. But, you know, maybe I'm new to this fitness and health stuff. So it's not until I step on the scale that I realize, oh my goodness, I gained 5 pounds. Here I've been trying to lose weight and I gained 5 pounds. Oh my gosh, what am I doing with my life? How did I gain 5 pounds when I'm on this, air quotes, diet? Maybe I decide then, ooh, I'm going to try intermittent fasting because it is so cool and that's what all the cool kids are doing. And so I try that and I don't lose any weight. Maybe I decide, you know what? I am going to replace my Pop-Tart breakfast with eggs and I finally lose a couple of pounds. All of those things are measurable ways to know, are we meeting our goal or not? Do I need to cut out the bowl of Fruit Loops every night? Or could I keep eating the Fruit Loops and maybe just eat a healthier breakfast or whatever? But we don't know what's working until we either hop on the scales or suddenly we need to buy a smaller pair of jeans or whatever. That's progress monitoring. Yeah, it's for weight loss, but we check in to see how that's going. And then whenever we look at that, we're like, oh yay, I lost 10 pounds. My dedication or my hard work has really been paying off because I started eating eggs instead of Pop-Tarts or eggs instead of Fruit Loops, okay? True story, I eat like a child. I love my Fruit Loops and my S'mores Pop-Tarts and I gotta eat like a big girl, okay? So anyway, that's a way that we are progress monitoring ourselves for that particular goal. Another thought or another goal is, let's say that in 2024, I want to read 25 books. I know that by the summer, that would be June, the end of June, I better have at least read like 12 or 13, or I'm not on track to meet my goal. Maybe you decide to use an app, like I use Goodreads, and Goodreads tracks the books for me. All I have to do is use it. I don't have to do anything extra. Actually, I read a lot on my Kindle. So when you start a new book, it'll be like, hey, do you want to mark this as currently reading on Goodreads? Whenever you finish the book, you get to rate it and it moves it to your it's been read pile or shelf or whatever they call them there. And so those are ways that I can monitor. Am I on track to meet my goal? Can I really read 25 books this year? I don't know. Either way, if I don't check in on occasion, or if I don't think, okay, 25, and then we've got, you know, like 4 quarters of the year or 12 months, that's like 2 books a month, you know, you've got to start thinking about things like that. And using an app helps you track that. Using those two analogies, what I want you to think about is, what if in order to know that you were being successful in that diet in losing 20 pounds, you had to call the doctor's office, make an appointment, sit in the waiting room forever, talk to the doctor, get undressed, because we, Lord knows that happens every time you're at the doctor. It's uncomfortable. You know, all these steps, you're not going to do it. It needs to be as easy as stepping on the scale, or you are not going to do that. If Goodreads didn't track the books I was reading, I'm not going to get like a reading journal and write every book title that I read and rate it and, you know, all of those things. Some people do that, and that's fine. My daughter does that. When she finishes a book, she writes all of her thoughts. My grandma does that. My grandma even does that with movies, guys. Every movie that that woman has ever watched in her whole life, I swear, is in this little journal, and she describes it. And if that's what you love, that's fine. But if that's what I have to do, is like put it in a notebook to prove that I read it, I'm not going to do that. That's not my style. So using an app, using something that knows, hey, this girl's doing her thing. She just finished a book. She's on track. Letting that track for me, that works for me. Journaling it is not going to work for me. So what I want to encourage you, and we're 7 minutes deep here. We need to get back to the progress monitoring. If you are making your system so complicated that it's like going to the doctor, putting on that uncomfortable gown, getting weighed, getting a lecture about why you're eating a bowl of Fruit Loops every day, all of those things, you're not going to do it because it's too hard. It's too complicated. You have got to find a way to simplify progress monitoring. I have a couple of suggestions. They are not new. They've probably been shared in a blog post or something else that maybe you've read, maybe you've seen. If you haven't, I'll link them in the show notes. But what I want to encourage you to do is think of, how can I make this as simple as possible? Because I do not have 85 hours a month to progress monitor my kids. Just like you're not going to go to the doctor once a week so that you can be weighed and checked out and all that to see if you're on track with losing your 20 pounds. That's not what you're going to do. So my number one suggestion is, you find a way to get that data in your group. For me, I progress monitor every 3 weeks. And so let's say it's a fluency goal. I have a student who, you know, has to read X number of words per minute for their goal. Every single week, we're doing fluency in our group. I set the timer for 1 minute and they read as many words as they can. On Monday, I sit with student number one. On Tuesday, I sit with student number two. On Wednesday, student number three, and so on. Or maybe it's, you know, you read it 3 times. So I sit with you the first, you know, student A the first time, student B the second time, student C the third time, whatever works. But I am not going to stop my instruction and sit with every student for 1 minute or then ask them comprehension questions about it. That isn't realistic. It needs to be in your group, in your routine, just what you're doing. For some of my little kids, like whether it be kindergartners who are just learning those letters and sounds, or some of my first graders at the beginning of the year, like before we've held their annual, sometimes they still have letters and sounds goals. So I let them be the teacher. I let them hold the flashcards and they get to say, ooh, this is B, B, this is F, F. They get to say that, and the group can help them. So if they don't know it, that's okay. We're working as a team. But on my chart, I can mark, ooh, we didn't know the letter F. Or we knew B, we knew F, but we didn't know C or whatever it might be. I can keep track of that. And we're just doing our daily routine. We're just doing our thing. For my students then who may be at the beginning of first grade, still have that goal kind of lingering from kindergarten, or they haven't yet mastered that. When we're doing our blending board, it's the same thing. When we start our blending board every day, we start it by just going through the deck of cards, and I'm going to hold up each of those, and they're going to say, ooh, here's g, w, r, all the sounds. We're just going to fly through them. Then I put those cards on my board, on my blending board, and we decode the words. Guess what? I can also progress monitor there. Because if I give you 5 words today and 5 words tomorrow, or we do 10 words today, I can see what words student A knows on Monday, student B knows on Tuesday, student C knows on Wednesday, and so on. We're doing it as a group, but it's just who am I focused on that particular day? And then I can be like, ooh, look at that. Olivia knew 7 of those words as we stretched them out. Ooh, Olivia was lost on 7 of those words. Whatever it might be, you can keep all that data. So as you are thinking about your progress monitoring, as you go into this new school year, if you want to try something out in the second semester, whatever that happens to be, I want you to really think about, is what I'm doing every day supporting that goal? And if it is, it should be very easy to monitor, because we're already working on those letters and sounds. We're already working on blending CVC words or blending words with beginning blends, whatever it is. You're already doing that, and you can collect your data right in the moment. Because just like I'm not going to go write in my reading journal to record all of the books that I'm reading, I can set a realistic goal and I can track it when the app does it all for me. That's pretty easy. I'm already reading the book. Now Goodreads just tracks it for me. The same is true when you're already doing a small group and all you have to do is pay attention to one student today and one student tomorrow and one student the next day. And then like for me, that's usually a week. And then the next week, I'm not paying attention to anybody. Then I'll go on, you know, after 3 weeks, we're back at it. And today I'm watching this one and today I'm watching that one. And I hope the next one isn't absent and those kinds of things. You don't have to do it like me, but you do need to make sure it is as simple as tracking that reading goal or tracking your 20 pounds that you're losing or whatever other silly analogy you want to keep track of. But I can tell you this, if you want to have a student sit down and tell you 26 uppercase letters, 26 lowercase letters, the sounds for all of the lowercase letters, whatever, that is going to take you forever. And you are going to hate your life. You're going to hate progress monitoring. You're going to be like, what's the point of this? Yeah, it should feel like that. Because you're making it hard. Find a way to make it easy. So that just like when you step on your scales in the bathroom in the morning and you see, oh crap, that bowl of cereal really got me last night. I need to be better today. You can make adjustments to your instruction, just like you can make adjustments to your diet or that reading goal. Like, oh gosh, I have not read very much. Well, you're also not dedicating a whole lot of time to it. So maybe you need to readjust. Maybe it's readjusting the goal. Oh, I'm not going to read 25 books. Or, you know, every night when I sit down to read a book, I fall asleep because I'm so tired. Maybe I need to get started earlier. Maybe I need to make more time to read. Dedicate some time on the weekend, whatever it is. When we set a goal like for ourselves, it's very easy to adjust that because it's our goal. It's what we're focused on. So I encourage you to do the same with your kids. Make that progress monitoring easy so that you can make adjustments as needed. Oh, you still following me? I hope that makes sense. Again, my analogies work in my head. I don't know if others get the same thing. So I hope as you embark on this, find a way to make it easy. And actually, if there is something that feels like that doctor's office visit where you're like, ah, this again, I can't go through this, find a way to make it easier. That's your starting point. If you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do this fluency. See how many words you're going to read in a minute and then ask you all these questions. I can't do it anymore. If that's the feeling, that is the perfect place to decide, ooh, I'm going to give everybody a fluency passage and we're all going to practice it for the first 3 minutes of our group. And then every 3 weeks, I'm going to sit with one student for each day of the week, and I'm going to get their data points that way. And it's going to be in our routine, and it's going to be something that we do, and I'm not going to dread it anymore. That's okay. So whatever is like sending you over the edge and you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't go through this again, start there so that you don't hate progress monitoring quite so much. In next week's episode, we are going to talk about a very hot topic, and that is dealing with the adults. Ugh, I don't know about you, but dealing with adults is way worse than I ever thought. As far as like being a teacher, you know, I can deal with kids all day. Adults are sometimes hard. So that's what we'll be talking about next week. I'll see you then. Well, my friend, that's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening to the Resource Room podcast. I truly, truly love to help and support other special ed teachers. Because of that, I run a Facebook group just for us. Search the Resource Room and request to join. You can also check out my website, theprimarygal.com, for blog posts, pictures, and more information. Until next time, have a great week.